Okay, welcome back to segment three with Marty Ozinga still. You know, he's been providing us a wealth of information on his experience and background. So we want to start taking the conversation into a more, market-focused standpoint so that we can kind of gather some of his, real operational, entrepreneurial experience. So I think one of the first questions that I want to ask you is, we're geared toward market competition. Obviously, you're in the concrete business, and I would say there's some competitors in the concrete business. And so how do you navigate, staying ahead, on the cutting edge, and how do you, make sure that you are securing market share?
Well, it's true. It'd be pretty unusual if you came up with a product or a service that no one else in the entire world ever thought of or has done. So you're going to have other people doing very similar things, and it's called competition. Mm-hmm. Competition's a good thing because it forces you to evaluate the quality and the service that you're providing people. It forces you to stay in contact with your customers to understand the finer points, the details of what they're interested in, what they're looking for, what their needs are. And the fact that you have competition forces you to be on this continuous process of improvement and a continuous process of evaluating. I come to work virtually every day thinking, in spite of the success that we've had, how can we do this better? Mm-hmm. I also come to work every day, because I have competition, assuming that my competition is working real hard on figuring out how to do it better. And I'd better think of it before they do, mm-hmm. or they're going to have an advantage over me, and I don't want to be left standing on the side of the road while they pass me up.
You know, I think that can apply to life in general, too. You know, you want to be able to, refine yourself and operations. You want to be able to make yourself better through competition. Well, I think our competition as Christians is against the enemy. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. I think it applies to all aspects of life. It's almost like this is a way of life. You do a little bit of self-evaluation almost daily, or as you go through the day, to check to make sure that you're doing your best. And if you're in a leadership position, you should stop every once in a while to check to see if anybody's following. Mm-hmm. You can anoint yourself, or somebody else can anoint you as a leader, but so you have the title and you can say you're the leader. But if nobody's following, you're not the leader.
Leaders have to lead.
So, and in our industry, in my business, it's our goal to be the leader in our industry. And so any innovation, any method or means that we can do to improve our product or our service over our competition is something that we work very hard to pursue.
Very good. Now, there's a process, that you have to maybe seek out potential markets, right? Because you obviously want to, sell your products and services and tap into as much of the market share as you possibly can. Now, do you go through a process of identifying a potential target market, or do you just kind of let them come to you? How does that work for you?
It's actually both. I mean, we pursue a potential marketplace by doing analysis, by a learning process. We do research. We do familiarization with what we don't already know about it. And in the process of doing all of those things, we start to develop relationships. Mm-hmm. And what eventually happens is people who have needs for certain things, as we develop some knowledge and some expertise, then they start calling us, asking us for our opinions, our help, our advice. And over time, because these things don't just happen immediately, this is usually a process that takes a lot of effort over a fair amount of time. And there's no sort of get-rich-quick scheme or opportunity that is the main ingredient in the things that we do, but more just simple everyday coming to work and doing a better job today than we did yesterday.
Now, you've built the Ready Mix brand very well. I mean, you go to Nashville, there's Ready Mix trucks, you know. So, you know, all over, you know, the United States, you're seeing Ready Mix everywhere.
Yes.
So you've turned that, you've done a great job of branding your company. Now, what are some ways that you're able to deliver your goods and services on a massive scale to your customers?
Well, we try to produce our product with the highest quality standards there can possibly be. And in our industry, the biggest aspect of what we do is the delivery piece.
Mm-hmm.
So our equipment, our truck drivers, our appearance, everything is planned to be as appealing as we possibly can make it,
mm-hmm.
In terms of its technical capabilities, but also in terms of ease of doing business with us, good communications between us, our customers, and our coworkers. All of these types of sort of skills come to bear in presenting ourselves to the marketplace in an appealing way.
Very good. So, what are some sales and marketing techniques that your company uses to maybe penetrate new markets?
Well, it's in our industry, we work very hard on personal relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make the acquaintance of potential customers. We, in conversation with them, try to understand what their likes and dislikes are, what their needs are. We also try to communicate what our skills are, what our knowledge and the capabilities can provide for them. I guess the bottom line with all of that is to demonstrate in what we say and in what we do that we really care about their success as much as we care about our own. It's not very likely that they're going to care much about our success and our continued operation if we don't care about theirs.
That's true, and it goes hand in hand, developing those personal relationships. And over time, once you develop that trust and you develop the the synergy, so to speak, with your customers, and how does that really help you continue to build and grow?
Well, we end up with very, very loyal customers. We have competition that would like to sell their products and services, but our customers say, no, I do business with Ozinga because I know those folks, I trust those folks. They've helped me in the past. They've been with me while I've achieved success, and I'm going to stick with them because it's been a formula that works for me, and I don't want to change.
Can you talk about your faith in Jesus Christ that helps you develop these long-term, lasting relationships?
Well, the this goes back to the whole idea of honoring and glorifying God, and what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is to do it the right way, is to do it the best way, to do things with integrity, to do things with honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty obviously means more than just you don't cheat your customers. When they order a load of concrete, you only give them a half a load. It also means being honest with yourself, knowing what you can do and what you can't do and what you do well and don't do well, taking responsibility for your behavior and your performance. But overall, a Christian, in its attempt to honor and glorify God and truly serve people, there should be this high level of integrity and high standards. Nothing is second best. You always do your best, and you always give your best. And that's a qualitative difference. And it's not always easy to do. Customers aren't always easy to please. But regardless of whether they're nice, happy customers or whether they're angry customers that are quick-tempered and demanding, we should, in a sense, be like Jesus. Always be kind, be honest, and be forthright, and then do our best to respond correctly and properly.
That's such good advice. I mean, you've got to be able to tap into your internal spirit and become activated through Christ's spirit. And then once you're able to find out your identity through Christ, then you're able to really impact.
If you take the spiritual dimension and the convictions that come along with it out of your life and then out of your business practice, in our human nature, it's going to lead to corruption. Mm-hmm. Cheating, stealing, bribing, paying people off, doing things that are either against the law or are intended to be shortcuts that are dishonest. That destroys in the long run the social benefit of doing business with people. It hurts people to do those kinds of things. Sometimes business people think they get ahead. In the end, they don't get ahead, and they've hurt a lot of other people in the process.
Yeah, and living out the Christ-like example in front of not only your employees but your customers. You know, when they see your genuine and authenticity, how does that impact them?
Well, it goes to their loyalty is based on trust. Their loyalty is based on I know who I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. I know Ozinger, and I trust them. I trust them to do a good job. I trust them to deal with me fairly. And without that, there isn't going to be any loyalty. So it's a relationship with customers that is a essential core ingredient to a successful business.
So almost to say that behind every principle is a promise.
That's exactly right. Right.
And you live out those principles, and God gives you back in return what He promises you.
That is correct, and it's in God's time, and it's not always simple answers and simple solutions, but living and pursuing your work based on your faith and your spiritual convictions gives you the perseverance and the commitment to following through.
And then people see you walk out your faith every day in front of them.
Yes.
So not only Christ lives in us, so for us to walk out our faith in Christ to others, then that allows them to also let Christ walk Himself out in them too.
Yes, or to discover a better path. If they're sort of uncertain in terms of their own lives as to how to find peace and contentment and success, and as human beings, everyone wants those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And if they see someone that has it, they want to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing, are all ears and all eyes. And when you are in, around, and speaking or behaving, they're watching.
That's true. So this pretty much will wrap up the segment on our market-based, living out our faith in Jesus to not only impact the market with success, but also to impact the market for the glory of God. So, words of wisdom from Marty. We continue on with the next segment, and we'll see you soon.